talk about the what we're calling the HIV testing expansion initiative at the New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, some of our results at the corporate level and the specific individual facility level, as well as lessons learned. So also by way of background for New York, HHC, or the New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, is in the epicenter of the national HIV epidemic. And, you know, you can play with numbers in a lot of different ways, but one way to look at it that we've looked at it is that the population of New York is 8.2 million people, so there's that's how large the city is. 100,000 of the folks who live in New York are HIV positive, and 25,000 people don't know it, and that's an estimate. In HHC, we serve 1.3 million New Yorkers a year, about one out of every five or six New Yorkers. And so we can extrapolate that every year about 4,000 undiagnosed HIV-positive New Yorkers are receiving services at an HHC facility. And so we just kind of worked through that math a little bit to understand what should the testing volume be at the corporation. HHC is a public benefit corporation created in 1969, although many of the hospitals are predate that by a long time, with our hospitals going back to the 1700s and 1800s. We're the largest municipal healthcare delivery system in the United States. We have 11 acute care hospitals, all of which have state-designated AIDS centers, six large community health centers, four long-term care facilities, over 90 smaller extension clinics, which are smaller community-based clinics located throughout the five boroughs of New York, health maintenance organization, which includes an HIV-specific managed care plan, or SNP, and a home care agency. So we cover all five boroughs of the city. As I mentioned, we serve about 1.3 million New Yorkers every year. We have 225,000 discharges, almost 5 million visits a year, a $5.5 billion operating budget, and serve about 19,000 patients with HIV and AIDS. So just to give one more background slide, so the Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island are the five boroughs or counties of New York City, and all of our facilities are identified in these various colors. We're grouped into regional networks. And Metropolitan is right over here. So the HIV testing expansion initiative was designed a few years ago to integrate HIV testing within routine medical care. We have three primary goals: to increase the number of patients who know their HIV status, and to do that in the current year, we are testing 150,000 unique patients. Our second goal is to increase the proportion of patients who enter care early and to reduce the number of concurrent AIDS diagnoses. And thirdly, to, once in care, retain patients in care. Right now, about 80% of patients who are receiving, who have two or more medical visits in the last 12 months have at least one of those visits in the last 6 months. So this is about 80, we've been at about 80% retention in our general HIV care for the last couple of years. So our plan was, in FY 2005, we received funds to do a pilot testing project in five emergency departments. Metropolitan was one of those, also Harlem Hospital in Upper Manhattan, Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx, Woodhull Hospital and Kings County Hospitals in Brooklyn, all conducted pilot projects and tested a few thousand people with a dedicated counselor model. That was a very important start for us, because although we only ended up testing a few thousand people, it allowed us to begin to introduce the idea of testing in an emergency department and to begin to understand who would be coming into an emergency room to ask for testing. And then we were able to get some funding, and we received $3 million from the New York City Council. And that was what we needed to be able to expand testing across multiple venues. In addition to the emergency room, we wanted to be able to test in various inpatient units as well as our hospital-based and community-based clinics. We had tremendous clinical and operational leadership. We pulled folks together and identified how we would measure, how we would collect data, what we would measure. We had a corporate-wide kickoff in the fall of 2005, in which we asked the leadership, medical and administrative leadership from our facilities to come together and talk about what testing could look like in a corporation as large as ours and as diverse as ours. We continued throughout the year to hold stakeholder and key informant sessions, and we report our progress on a quarterly basis to the corporate board of directors. Bringing something to the level of the board in our culture provides with a great deal of brings a great deal of import to that program, and so it was important for us to hold ourselves accountable to a set of data that we would collect and to constantly looking at that data and acting on it. So I'm just going to kind of quickly go through then some of these the results. What we wanted to know was, are we testing more people, or are we? Is it just that the volume of folks that we're seeing overall for care? Because this is a this is an integrated program. What we're trying to do is to integrate testing within routine care, and so we wanted to know that we're actually seeing a larger percentage of unique patients being tested at all of the sites. And so this slide shows you at our 11 acute care hospitals that the and the three bars, this is a little bit confusing. Each of the groupings of a gray, blue, and yellow bar is one facility. And this tells you that, and so gray represents FY05, FY06 is blue, and FY07 is yellow. It shows you that the volume of testing went up at almost every site every year, even though during this time, what's not on here is a flat line to show you that actually overall we've continued to see about 1.3 million patients a year overall in our care. So testing is going up while the general care volume is stable. Here this just shows you the same thing for our larger community clinics. Testing continues to go up every year at every site at various levels, but does continue to go up at every site while overall volume remains stable. So in FY06, we tested about 62,000 people. We had an almost 50% increase in testing in FY06, and in FY07, and again, a 45% increase in testing. So we went from 62,000 to 92,000 to this last fiscal year, almost 134,000 people were tested in HHC facilities. Interestingly, we were almost half of our tests that were conducted in FY05 and for many years prior to that were prenatal patients. In New York City, in New York State, HIV testing is required of all pregnant women. It more recently is required twice in a pregnancy. And so we wanted to know, are we just testing still a lot more pregnant women, or are we testing, again, are these more general population patients that are being tested? And you can see the dark blue here shows you that while our prenatal patients are staying stable, the volume of testing in the general population is significantly increasing. It's also interesting to us to look at the adoption of rapid testing. So the bright green portion of these bars shows you the number of tests that were done with rapid testing versus traditional testing in the brown bar. So in FY05, very little. These are when we were doing the ED pilot testing, we did very little rapid testing. In FY06, which is this middle portion, we began to really swing forward over the four quarters of the year. A much greater percentage of our testing was done with rapid testing. Until now, we're pretty stable at the majority of testing being rapid testing throughout the corporation. And this is regardless of whether or not the rapid testing is being done as a point of care service or if it's being done in our labs. But it does really vary quite a bit by facility. So you can see that some of our facilities here, and these are all of our acutes and larger clinics, some of them are almost completely exclusively using rapid tests, while some of them, for example, this one here in the middle in Brooklyn, Kings County, is still using a very large percentage of traditional tests. So what did we find? People of color continue to represent the largest percentage of unique HIV-positive patients in care. This shows you that the first set of bars here, Asian, the second Black, Hispanic, other, white, and with the totals. The highest percentage of our patients are Black and Hispanic. In last year and this year, last year is green, this year is blue. About 53-54% of our patients that were tested, these are unique HIV positive patients in care, are Black, with 35% being Hispanic. And men continue to represent the largest number of unique positive patients in care. So about 40% last year and this year were women, and about 60% last year and this year were men. Both the total number of unique patients who tested positive as well as the subgroup who were newly diagnosed have increased in this most recent year of testing. So this slide shows you again, in green is last year, in blue is this year, in green is FY06, in blue is FY07. The patients, we found 1,500 patients who were positive in, total positive in FY06, and 1,600 total positive in FY07, which is an 8% increase between the 2 years in the total number of patients who were tested. These two bars here show you that, again, for FY06 and FY07, there was actually a 12% increase in people who are newly diagnosed, first-time HIV positive. And an important caveat here is that we consider people to be newly diagnosed if they self-report that they're newly diagnosed and their medical record doesn't show that they have a previous HIV positive result. So there's some significant room for error there in our operational definition of newly diagnosed. We are, though, going through a project with the City Department of Health to do some matching on mandatory case reporting so that we have been able to see that we are our own operational definition that we're using in order to be able to collect this data is very close to what we're finding with the matching against the City Department of Health data, which means that this is a pretty good representation of the percentage of patients who were coming in newly diagnosed. Importantly, most of our regional networks focused their expansion efforts in the outpatient and ED areas. So this slide shows you in the blue lines are outpatient clinics, the red is inpatient facilities, and this kind of beige color shows you emergency room testing. So by far the largest percentage, 70% corporate-wide of the testing is done in outpatient clinics, about 8% at a corporate-wide level is done in inpatient units, and about 25% in corporate-wide is done in emergency rooms. Prevalence was highest in the inpatient units, and we are showing this on a network level because this data can be extremely misleading. We don't have a corporate-wide rate that is 4%, except in our inpatient unit. So you can see corporate-wide, 1% of our the prevalence was 1% in the outpatient units. It was 4% in our inpatient units and 1% in the EDs. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which could include that there is more targeting of patients. We believe that most of that is because people are targeting patients who they perceive to be positive, and that's why we end up with a higher percentage of positive patients there. This is a kind of confusing slide which just shows you that if you look at HIV prevalence, which is this box, versus HIV incidence over here, that in these bars, yellow is outpatient is yellow, inpatient is turquoise, with this purpley blue is the emergency room. The blue line here represents the New York City-wide prevalence versus the red line here is HHC, our corporation's prevalence rate. So we're just a hair's breadth higher HIV. We have a hair's breadth higher prevalence in our facilities than we do see citywide. Incidence-wise, there's a little bit more of a difference here with a slightly higher prevalence at HHC facilities than you see citywide. Patients with who are newly diagnosed with HIV in the outpatient areas are more likely to keep their primary care appointment. This is a major area for us to continue to focus on because it's one thing to know your HIV status, it's another thing to actually be able to receive treatment for it. And so the follow-up here is really important, and I think that some of Marcy's models, in particular the watch list and the electronic medical record, is a great way to go. So I'm going to wrap up here. These slides will be online, or I guess they are online. We do see that patients who are current, this slide shows you that patients who are concurrently diagnosed, there are fewer patients in FY07 who are concurrently diagnosed with AIDS in this last year, which is a very, very hopeful thing for us. And we're hoping that this is not just a one-year phenomenon, but we'll see as we have this data over the next couple of years that it's in fact continues. I think that what I would say in closing is that HIV rapid testing, which seemed like such a huge lift a couple of years ago, is actually not so difficult to integrate, and that having a huge commitment to it at all levels of the corporation is what has made the difference. It's still hard operationally. Do we have enough space for confidential testing for positives? Do we always have it available 24/7? But there are a lot of operational issues. And I would just close with an acknowledgement of incredible numbers of folks throughout the corporation, clinicians, non-clinicians, counselors, who have contributed to this effort, and my own staff who have been phenomenal in working with folks across the corporation. So thank you.